Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Mark Rossman in Bonn. The Greek parliament has approved a deeply unpopular austerity bill to secure a second bailout from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund and avoid bankruptcy. The new austerity bill sets out 3.3 billion euros in wage, pension, and job cuts for this year alone. Greece's coalition government expelled 43 deputies from its ranks over dissent in the crucial debt vote. Before the vote, serious violence broke out on the streets of Athens late Sunday. At least 10 buildings were set ablaze and looters smashed dozens of shops in the worst riot damage in years. Dozens of police and at least 37 protesters were injured and more than 20 suspected rioters were detained. The unrest also spread to other Greek towns and cities, including the holiday islands of Corfu and Crete. Arab League foreign ministers have announced a series of diplomatic moves aimed at ending the bloodshed in Syria. At a meeting in Cairo, the Arab League said it will ask the UN Security Council to set up a joint peacekeeping mission and pledged for the first time their firm support for the opposing battling President Bashar al-Assad and urged all those who oppose the Syrian government to unite. Those measures have been categorically rejected by President al-Assad's regime. Meanwhile, Syrian forces resumed their bombardment of the city of Homs on Monday. Opposition campaigners said there were several casualties. Venezuelan voters have chosen State Governor Enrique Capriles to run against President Hugo Chavez in the nation's October vote. The election of Capriles came after the opposition held its first ever primary. Voting was extended for an hour after a higher-than-expected turnout. The 39-year-old Capriles won about 62% of the 2.9 million votes cast, with 95% of votes counted. He easily beat his closest challenger, Tula State Governor Pablo Perez. President Chavez, who has governed Venezuela since 1999, said he is confident of winning re-election no matter who runs against him. In Italy, salvage work has resumed on the half-submerged wreck of the Costa Concordia cruise ship after bad weather interrupted operations over the past week. Efforts got underway on Sunday to remove some 2,300 tons of diesel fuel from the liner and avert the threat of an oil spill in the surrounding marine reserve. Experts say it could take 10 months to dismantle and remove the wreck. In Rome, meanwhile, a memorial service was held for the victims of the shipwreck. At least 17 people died and 15 are still missing after the cruise liner hit a rock and capsized close to the Tuscan island of Giglio last month. You're listening to DW Radio. The mayor of the German town of Duisburg was voted out of office on Sunday after he had rejected calls to step down over the 2010 Love Parade Festival, in which 21 people were killed and 500 injured in a stampede at an entrance gate. Adolf Sauerland, a member of Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats, lost his bid to stay in office until the end of his term in 2015. When about 130,000 people voted against him, with only 21,500 backing him in the extraordinary ballot. The recall was organized by union groups and supported by the opposition Social Democrats, Greens, and Left Party. They said Sauerland had made mistakes planning the Love Parade. Sauerland rejected the charges. He was responsible for the mistakes. The music world is mourning the death of pop icon Whitney Houston, who died under mysterious circumstances in a Los Angeles hospital, or rather hotel, on the eve of the annual Grammy Awards. The death of the 48-year-old sixth Grammy winner cast a dark shadow over the 54th edition of the Music Awards, which were transformed into a Whitney Houston memorial as the show hurriedly assembled a last-minute tribute. Houston, who had battled alcohol and drug addiction, sold more than 170 million combined albums, singles, and videos worldwide. The L.A. County Coroner's Office said Sunday that a security hold has been put on the results of the autopsy, adding there were no signs of foul play in her death. Finally, in sports, in Sunday's Bundesliga soccer action, Hamburg snatched a 1-0 victory against Cologne, with Paulo Guerrero scoring 2 minutes from time. Earlier, Augsburg were held to a goalless draw by Nuremberg in a relegation tussle. Mark Rossman, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.